Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Reb T, the Pirkei Avos Learning, the show where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We're in Season 2, Mishnah 4, Chapter 2, Mishnah 4, so that's Bet Dalet, talking about different items with the help of Rabbeinu Yonah. Hu Haya Omer, he used to say, I say Ritzona Kiritzonacha, do your will like his will, Kadesh Yasa Ritzoncha Kiritzono, so that he will do his will like your will. Meaning, do his will like your will in order that he will do your will like his will. If we do the mitzvahs, we do chesed like Hashem wants, Hashem will give us, God willingly, netted what we want in our own life. If we follow what Hashem wants, Hashem will give us, God willing, what we want. But tell Ritzoncha mipnei Ritzono, nullify your will before his will, Kadesha Yavata Ritzonachirim mipnei Ritzonacha, so that he will nullify the will of others before your will. If you become a person not chasing honor, not needing kavod, okay with different things in life, then Hashem will make sure that everyone around you also is appeasing what they would have done against you. If you follow Hashem, you nullify yourself, you take away your ego, Hashem will make sure that it's worked out for you also. Hillel Omer, al tifrosh min atzibor v'al tamen ba'atzmach ad yom moscha. Do not separate from the community. Do not believe in yourself until the day you die. The Yitzhar is rising up against you every day, the Talmud teaches us. Stay with the community. Don't exile yourself. Not a good idea. I know other religions do that. Not a good idea. You need to be part of the community. Do not believe in yourself ever until your last day, because the Yitzhar wants to get you, the evil incarnation, every day. Don't judge your friend till you reach your place. Another Mishnah Pergelf explains, Don't underestimate the timing and the placement of different things. You know, if a person lost someone, don't try to mollify them and say, you know what, it's okay. In that moment, they have a lot of grief. That's not a good idea. If someone makes a neder bli neder and they say something, you know, don't underestimate what they're saying. Accept and understand and empathize with people. You can't judge another person unless you've been in their shoes. Don't say something that should not be heard, because eventually it will be heard. That's the idea don't open your mouth for the satan. Don't al tiftach pe la satan. God forbid, don't say something that evil can come about. Don't say, when I have free time, I'll learn, because you may not have free time. Don't procrastinate. Don't push off for tomorrow. Carpe diem, do today what you can, because you never know what tomorrow's going to bring. Maybe you won't even have time tomorrow, and that would be very bad. So different wonderful aspects, all of Pirkei Avos is a wonderful way for us to try to go about our days and our lives. And let's see what Rabbeinu helps out to teach us also. So do his will like your will. When you do what you want, your will, you do it willingly and eagerly. This is how you should do God's will as well. Do not differentiate between God's will and your own. Make them one and the same. In other words, whatever you do, do in a manner that will be pleasing before Hashem. We find in Avos Rabbeinu Nasan, this doesn't appear in our version of Avos Rabbeinu Nasan, perhaps the reference is to Medrash Mishlei chapter 9, and of David it says, from you is everything, and from your hand we give to you. With these words, David gives us good advice. Overcome your natural instincts. Do the will of your Father in heaven happily. Whatever you have is only what he has given you. It is merely on deposit with you. If you take this to heart, then at the very least you will use the pledge in keeping it with the wishes of the owner, namely the Holy One, blessed be he. With this attitude, you will not be worried about giving charity. You will do God's will eagerly and happily. In order that you do it, your will like his will, God provides the needs of all living beings, Tehillim explains, provides food for all flesh, also from Tehillim, giving every creature what it needs. This is his desire and his will. If you merit to find favor before him, he will do your will, even concerning the needs of your small world, and give you sustenance. This is what Hashem desires of all mankind. Nullify your will before his, nullify your will before the will of Hashem, in order that he will nullify the will of others before your will. In other words, he will thwart your enemies' plots and intrigues. They will not stand against you, for God is with you, based on Yeshayahu. Don't separate from the community. When the community does a mitzvah, it is the crown, a crown for the living God, for Hashem, and glory to his entire kingdom. For when many people gather to do a mitzvah, it brings glory to the king. Based on Mishlei, that's the idea of Barov Amhadras Melech, the more people that come to Shul, the better. It's not proper to separate from them, as it says he became king over Yeshur when the numbers of the nations gathered, when the tribes of Israel in unity. This refers to a pious community that is gathered to do good. But if the community's ways are evil, their deeds are corrupt, God forbid, it's not correct to join with them. It's in fact praiseworthy to separate from them. Of this, the prophet Yirmiyahu says, if only someone would give me a guest lodgings in the wilderness, I would leave my people and go from them, for they are adulterers, a band of traitors. That comes from Yirmiyahu. Do not believe in yourself until the day you die. This can be explained in two ways regarding both piety and faith. Even if your spirit is upright and honest, do not consider yourself righteous and say, look how many days it's been since I committed a sin. I've decreed against my evil inclination and prevailed. I overpowered it, I am victorious, its snare has been broken, I've escaped. That comes from Tehillim. Don't ever say that. The Yetzer Hara can always get you anytime, any day. No longer can it sway me from the proper path. Don't think that way, it could easily get you in a second's notice. This is not true. For the evil inclination is an enemy, lying in wait for you every day until it catches you busy with your own affairs. You're not learning and thinking about Hashem then. It will dance before you speak to your heart, tempting you to go out into the world, explore paths untrodden and unsettled by any decent person. That comes from Yirmiyahu. Perhaps this time it will get the better of you, and you will succumb. Beware, take every precaution, never stop fearing it. Focus all your attention on behaving properly so that you do not stumble over the evil inclination. If you fear it, it will never be able to attack you or approach you. Of this, the Mishnah says, do not believe in yourself until the day of your death. These words of the Mishnah may also apply to faith. Do not learn from a non-believer, not even if he teaches something that is true, because any interaction with him is harmful. You may be tempted to believe his improper ideas, that they are attractive and enticing. Do not trust yourself and say, I will learn from him, accept the good, reject the bad. That's very difficult. Only the sage in the Gemara, Rabbi Meir, learned from Elisha ben Avuya. Do not rely on your intellectual powers, as Rabbi Meir did when he learned from Elisha ben Avuya after he became a heretic, as related in Chagiga. The sages described Rabbi Meir's situation with a parable. They said he found a pomegranate, ate the fruit, and threw away the peel, but we're all not on that level. That's very hard and very high level, very difficult. There's discussion there in Brachos and Kedushin, because it was Rabbi Yochanan who was the high priest. Some say Yanai that's a different thing. Sorry. We just move over forward and say, not all righteous people are equal in this respect, as we find concerning King Yanai. This is Brachos and Kedushin, where they have a discussion. If it was Rabbi Yochanan who's the high priest, some say Yanai was Yochanan. Others say they were two different people. In any case, this person served as the high priest for 70 years. In our Talmud, it says 80 years, and became a Sadduki in his later years. That comes from Brachos. The punishment for listening to a non-believer, even if your intention is only to learn Torah, is very severe. Our sages relate that one of the sages, Rabbi Eliezer, was tried by the Romans for heresy and acquitted. After he was released, he wondered why this happened to him. A student suggested perhaps it was because he had once heard heretical words and enjoyed them. That comes from Gemara Avodah Zarah. Do not judge your friend until he reaches place. This is a continuation of the same idea. Do not trust yourself or rely overmuch on your own intelligence. Understand, if you see someone who's achieved a prominent position but whose behavior is not appropriate, do not say, if I was in his place, I wouldn't do all those bad things he does. You do not know what tomorrow will bring. You are no different than him or anyone else. You don't understand his challenges and his struggles in life. Perhaps that prestigious position would sway you just as it swayed him. Only when he reaches place in his position, overcome your own tendencies, will you have the right to question his conduct. Don't say something that shouldn't be heard, because it will be heard. You must be careful about what might happen. Therefore, if you have a secret, do not reveal it even to your dearest, closest friend. Do not say this will never get out, as there is no stranger present to spread the word, because in the end, everything is heard, as Kohelis points out. Do not even voice your secret aloud to yourself. Our sages express this idea with a metaphor. Do not whisper to the walls, for the walls have ears, based on Kohelis Rabbah. As Shlomo Melch said, the birds of the skies may carry the sound, and some winged creature may betray the matter. Also Kohelis. Do not say, maybe I'll have time, I'll learn. You do not know what the future will bring. Every new day brings its own issues, and you will be caught up in its foolishness. Circumstances change constantly. There is no end to it. If you wait until you have free time, you'll deport this world devoid of Torah. Rather, make your Torah learning your primary goal. That was an action-packed Mishnah. Sorry, we had to zip through it. It was so fast. But remember, do the will of Hashem. Nullify yourself to Hashem. Hashem will take care of you and nullify others and make your will like His will. Don't separate from the community. Be involved in the community. Don't believe yourself to the end. Every day is a struggle against the Yetzer Hara. Don't judge your friend. You never know what's going on in their life. You don't know what's going on behind closed doors. Excuse me. Don't hear something. Don't say something that in the end will be heard. If you have something and you know stuff about other people, don't bring it up to the light. It's something, it's knowledge that has to be staying quiet, especially in your own life, if it could damage others. And remember, don't push off tomorrow what you could do today. Maybe you won't have time tomorrow. Join us next time as we talk about a foolish person not being able to properly feel sin. Next time, not tomorrow, next time, join us here on the PAL with Reb T, and I'm your host, Reb T.